WJMS Radio. Radio reimagined.
The views and opinions expressed by any hosts or guests of WJMS Radio do not reflect the beliefs of its owners or associates. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to WJMS Radio or the show hosts whose words, advice, and or opinions appear from or on our website or on air.
Hey guys, it's Liv, and you're listening to WJMS Radio. This week, I had the awesome opportunity to interview one of the other interns named Gabe Perez. He is a singer, songwriter, and rapper, and actually has a lot of music out on SoundCloud and on Spotify. So go check him out and make sure to stay tuned in to hear our exclusive interview now. Okay, so before we start, can you give us a little background on your life and how music came into it? If it was, you know, if someone or something inspired you, or if it was something that you just kind of stumbled upon and it became your passion?
Yeah, for sure. I was really set on doing something in like math or science or something like generally STEM-ish until probably like fifth or sixth grade. At this point, I was living in Houston, Texas. I grew up from an expat family, so I've lived all over the place. I've lived in Mexico, I've lived in Houston, I've lived in Bangladesh, I've lived in the Philippines. But yeah, at this point I was in Houston, and then around fifth or sixth grade, I started playing percussion just in my school's like concert band. And that was good, that was fun, and I was enjoying it. And then when I moved to the Netherlands after sixth grade and seventh grade, I started really, really getting into it. Music became super fulfilling for me, and then that's, I think somewhere between, like, 8th grade, 9th grade is when I decided, like, okay, maybe I want to consider this as a career option or something I want to do for a while in my life. So ever since then, I've just been doing a bunch of different music stuff, rapping, producing, playing in different sorts of bands and ensembles and things. Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of different stuff.
So in, like, 8th and 9th grade, you were not in the States?
No, I was in, from 8th grade to 10th grade, I was in the Netherlands, in Europe.
And that's when you, you started off as, like, a percussionist?
Yeah, I think the school had, like, a big emphasis on, the music program, so it pushed me towards that. When I got there, there was a lot of emphasis on art in general and fine art in general, but, like, especially music. So I had a lot of opportunities. I played, in this jazz band that the school had. I played in the school's musical theater pit band. So just through that, I got way more interested in music as something I'm doing long term.
And was that as a percussionist, or were you still doing all different kinds of things in school?
That was mostly as a percussionist. I did some other stuff, but mostly as a percussionist, yeah.
Did you grow up with music, like, in your house, like, were your, you know, was your family interested in music, or was it a musical environment?
Mm-hmm. There was never a ton of music going around in my house, but music was always a thing at family events and stuff. My dad comes from Venezuela, so there's a really big, like, Latin music culture and dance culture and karaoke culture that comes from that definitely brought music into my life in a big way at an early age.
So what kind of music did you grow up listening to, like, on the radio?
On the radio, I mean, I didn't even really listen to the radio that much until I was probably like 10, 11 years old, which isn't that late, but is later than I would think. So yeah, the first stuff I heard on the radio was just like top 40 pop stuff. I remember being like 11 and being in love with that Maroon 5 song, Payphone. That was just my song. I was running that all the time. And yes, I would grow up listening a lot of, like, top 40 stuff. And then once I turned, like, 14 or 15, I started listening to more, like, rap, and then just branching out in general from there. I started listening to, like, newer rock and songwriter music. I started listening to electronic music. But the start of it was definitely top 40 stuff, and then rap in a big way.
So now you kind of do, you know, you do a lot of things. You rap, you produce, you songwrite. When did you start do you remember when you started making the music?
Yeah, I was actually a producer before I was a writer. So I started wanting to, like, produce people's stuff or, like, make beats or whatever in probably, like, sophomore or junior year of high school. And yeah, so then I just like linked up with the people at my school that were into music, and I would make beats, and we'd drop little singles on SoundCloud or something. Mm-hmm. Or I ended up making two R&B EPs with this girl I went to high school with, Kennedy. And then I think probably like senior year of high school is when I transitioned more into wanting to write my own music as well.
And you started with like writing like more like rap kind of music, or was it?
Yeah,
like...
I started with rap. I'm in this group, this rap group Roma, and that's where a lot of my like first instances rapping are. We have dropped an EP back in like 2017, 2018. And we've been like just working on stuff there since. So Roma was just this rap group that I founded with a bunch of random people I met on the internet, and that was where I first started really like writing my own stuff.
And you're still in that?
Yeah, I'm still in that.
Do you see that as, you know, something that you're going to pursue, or you do you view yourself more as like a solo kind of person, or do you like collaborating?
I definitely want to have some sort of solo like identity as an artist. But I like collaboration a lot. It's really fun. It pushes me out of my comfort zone in different ways. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a good space for growth for me. But I definitely want to have my own identity and discography out there as an artist.
Right. Is there anyone that, like, like a specific artist that you are really, like, aspiring to be like? Or are you just kind of your own entity, your own thing?
Growing up, Tyler, the Creator was always a huge inspiration for me ever mm-hmm. since I was probably 13, 14. Just his production, his arranging, his rapping, his songwriting, like he can do a ton and he can do it all, and he does it all great. And there was a time where I was interested in being like more than just a musician too. I wanted to do clothing. I wanted to do film. I wanted to do a bunch of stuff. So he was an inspiration for me in that way. So then, but yeah, more recently, Phoebe Bridgers has been a huge inspiration to me. I think she's one of the most incredible songwriters ever. She's so good. So just listening to her stuff and learning and doing all that.
Were you like a concert junkie? Like, did you go to all of Tyler's concerts? Because I had friends that were like at every single one.
No, for sure. I especially like sophomore, junior year of high school, when I had not a lot of responsibilities and a decent amount of disposable income, I was at every concert. I was everywhere.
So what do you like? Maybe this is, you know, this is kind of a challenging question, at least when people ask me, you know, is there a specific place that you see yourself in like the next couple of years? Because obviously, you know, you have a lot of interests, you can do a lot of different things. Is there a specific direction that you see yourself heading towards?
Yeah, I think what's really, really giving me pleasure right now, I try to just, like, live in the moment, and wherever I end up, and just pursue what's making me happy and fulfilled right now. So, and right now, and for the last, like, year or so, I've been really into the songwriter stuff. I've been really into making, like, folk music, rock music, soul music, stuff that's somewhere in between all of that. Mm-hmm. So that's, yeah, probably... I would love to see myself as a self-sufficient, like, artist, writing my own songs, if not also producing them, in some sort of genre of that field. Otherwise, I don't know, some sort of songwriter? Songwriting has looked interesting to me.
Yeah. So, what is your process, if, you know, since obviously you're very interested in songwriting and doing a good amount of it, do you have a specific process? Do you write the words first? Do you write the melody first? What works for you?
I'm super into harmony. I think that came from just, like, the school I went to from 8th grade to 10th grade, their emphasis on music was big, but their emphasis on their jazz band especially was really big. The jazz band was, like, the group to be in if you were into music. Mm-hmm. So there, I just started really, really appreciating harmony. So now I write, like, a chord progression or something resembling, like, some sort of harmonic backdrop first. And then I'll write... Yeah, and then I'll just, like, play it over and over and find some melodies and then find some lyrics that fit on those melodies. So, yeah, usually, like, harmony and instrumental first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, like, I'm surrounded... Because, I mean, I go to a music school, so, like, I'm also surrounded by, like, a lot of people that... are writing songs, and I'm currently in a songwriting class, which is so strange because usually, at least I've never had like a structured class before. Like if I sat down to write a song, it was just whatever I was feeling in the moment, whatever music I was feeling, whatever words like came to my head. But now there's like an actual structure, so it's like kind of throwing me off because I'm struggling to write within like, because it's so organized.
Yeah, you see, you have to write within like those certain constraints or that certain process or whatever.
Right, right. And like, you know, yeah. Talking about the jazz band, like, you know, obviously jazz chords are not the same as pop chords, so it's strange to try to write, at least for me, it's strange to try to write like more of a mainstream, like commercialized song, because I don't want to be like stuck within, you know, just the four chords. Like I want to be able to expand and do jazzy things and like have a good time with it. But maybe it's like, you know, I got to start at the beginning and then get to where I want to be later.
Yeah, I guess so.
What do you think is like your output? So like, do you write songs? Do you write like two songs a year, or do you write two songs like a week, or do you have like a schedule like that?
It kind of fluctuates greatly. Whenever I do write, I write like all in one sitting. I'll sit down and I'll basically just write a song within at least like the next day or two of starting it. But in terms of how frequent, I probably write a song every month or so, like a complete song that I'm like happy with and can sit on. Yeah, probably like every month.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get frustrated with yourself if you feel like you can't, you know, you sit down to write a song on Monday and then on Tuesday you're like really struggling with it? Like, are you the kind of person that's like, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to bang it out? Or are you like, well, I'm going to take a break and see how I feel in an hour?
Yeah. I don't know. I just sort of, I've learned a lot of like patience over the last year or so. So I just like, I sit down and if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, then so be it. It'll happen soon. And yeah, usually if I sit down and I can't write anything, I'll just like play through some stuff and then take a break and come back to it, I don't know, later in the day or the next day or something.
Did you feel that it was like, you know, once you started writing songs, and I know you said you have some things out on Spotify and SoundCloud, like, did you feel self-conscious about putting those things out there for the first time? Are you ever like worried about the feedback that you're going to get from your peers or whoever?
Yeah, there was definitely a little bit of worry, especially when I transitioned from rap into songwriting, because I was like, this is something totally different for me to put out. Like, I don't know if anyone will like it. But luckily, I got good reception. But I think something that also helped me with that is I used to be really into, like, video games and creating content around that. So I had a video game, like, YouTube channel in, like, starting in, like, 6th or 7th grade. So I think just putting myself out there from that early of an age made me a bit more, like, not worried or not anxious about any sort of feedback I was going to get when I put anything out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you were used to it.
Yeah, it allowed me to be like a lot more vulnerable for sure.
Do you perform? Do you have like gigs and stuff? Do you go out and perform, or are you mainly kind of like behind the scenes?
I mean, right now, because I've only really come into my own as an artist over the last like year or so. So right now with coronavirus, not really happening. But otherwise, I love performing. I love getting out there. Like, when I used to play with these jazz groups or even the concert band groups or whatever, it was so much fun. So, I've done some virtual concerts, and then I think I've done, like, one or two live sets in the last year and a half or so. So, I've started to get out there performing my own music, and that's definitely something I look forward to.
Do you think that you would be, like, happy or able to or willing to perform like other people's music if you were the one like on stage doing it, but it wasn't like your music?
Yeah, that's always something I've kind of struggled with, but I think as long as I find a way to sort of make the song my own, then I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's like that's one of the hardest things, at least in my personal opinion. Like when I'm doing, if I want to do like a cover song and I need to make it, or I would like to make it different from the original, that is so difficult. I really struggle with that.
No, for sure. Especially when you're, like, just in love with the song you're covering, and you're like, okay, I don't want to change this. Like, if I change this, it's just going to, like, be tacky and worse.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
so it's just, like, finding a way that's, like, interesting and fulfilling is hard.
Yes, yes. So what do you think, like, what would you say has been your biggest challenge that you've faced to, like, get to where you are now?
That's difficult, but I think my biggest challenge, if not one of my biggest challenges, was growing enough as a person to be able to, like, make songwriter music that I'm happy with. Because rap, it's just, like, I'm recounting my experience or I'm talking on a certain topic, but there's somewhere to draw from that isn't just, like, my emotional experience and my existence as a human being. Whereas, like, with the songwriter stuff, I was trying to do songwriter stuff for probably, like, 2 or 3 years before I actually ended up doing anything or making, like, a real song. But I just wasn't at a level with myself where I was, like, happy with who I was as a person relating to, like, the songs. Like, I would make a song and I'd be like, this isn't genuine, this isn't important to me. And making it so that I wrote music that was important to me took me, like, a while. Took me years, probably.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you'd rather, you know, write something that's, like, true to yourself instead of, like, channeling someone else or someone else's, like, experience?
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to broaden out as a writer now and be able to, like, because I think there's value in, like, being able to channel someone else's experience or even, like, create just some sort of story that you're writing and turning that into a song. So I think there's some value in that, but that's not how I started at all.
Right. Well, I think definitely it's easier to write. I mean, especially as just, like, someone who's starting out, like, it's definitely easier to write about your own personal experience because that's what you know. And it's, you know, than like, trying to channel other people's emotions when you don't even know, like, what you're doing musically or, like, with the lyrics or anything like that. So.
Exactly.
You're not alone. Don't worry. So do you have, like, when you record, do you have, like, an at-home studio or do you, like, go to a specific studio or do you just... Does it depend where you are? Because I know you moved around a lot.
Yeah. It's always been at home for me. I've never worked in, like, a studio environment. Right now, I have kind of nothing. I'm sitting on my mattress on the floor holding my microphone, taking this video. but that's because I just moved. So once I get set up, yeah, I usually have, like, a desk set up with some speakers and a mic and some sort of, like, music-making software that I'm familiar with. And that's usually where I record everything.
Did you ever have an... like an aha moment, like maybe the first time you heard yourself back, like, or maybe the first time you heard yourself, like, on a produced song and you were like, wow, I really like this. Like, this is, I want to put this out there. Like, do you remember that feeling?
No, for sure. Especially, I remember vividly when we put out the first Roma song, I was like, wait a minute. I'm like satisfied with this. This is I'm happy and this sounds good. And this is like, part of who I am as an artist and a person. And I'm like, oh yes, this is amazing. Yeah, I'm doing this all the time now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, because sometimes, like, I think this is kind of like an artist thing. We get kind of stuck in like a cycle and we listen to the same thing so many times that we start like tweaking all these little tiny, you know, making all these like little tiny changes and it like drives us insane because it's never sounds how we want it to sound.
No, for sure. I there's this, I can't remember who told me this quote, actually, but I think it's just one of my producer friends or something who once told me that once they start a song, they have a certain time limit before they just hate everything and just want to give it up completely. So they're like, okay, let me get work done, let me work efficiently, or else I'm just going to hate this in, like, 20 hours of work and just never release it.
Yeah, that's really how it is. Like, usually for me, like, that moment is as I'm in the studio recording it. Like, I feel good about it for months beforehand, right? Because I want to, like, really decide, like, I'm going to do this song before I, like, I go to the studio and work with whoever I'm working with. And usually it's, like, as I'm singing in the booth, I'm like, wow, this is a terrible, like, this is a bad idea. I shouldn't have done this. Like, so I think there is a threshold that we have to, like, try to be aware of.
Yeah, for sure.
So can you talk to me about the songs that, you know, we've chosen to play today, October and Syringe? Like, is there anything that you want the audience to know before listening to it? Was there something that you specifically had in mind, you know, the process? Just anything you'd like to tell us about it before they're played?
Yeah, for sure. So October is... I think the first song I ever wrote on guitar, I wrote like 6 or 7 songs on piano, and then I moved back home where there was no piano, so then I had to start writing on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was the first song I ever wrote on guitar. It's about my, like, closest best friend of all time. but it's about, like, the sort of dichotomy. So I was really close with him from, like, 8th to 10th grade, and then I moved away for 2 years, and now we're living together again. So okay. It's, like, trying to find how that relationship, like, changes based on how we've both grown since last seeing each other, basically. That's an interesting one. That one's off. I have a full, like, album of singer-songwriter songs written that I don't know if it ever will come out, but if it does, that it's off that album. And then the rap track Syringe is a song I did with my friend Jalen, who I live with now. Amazing producer. I have some features on his album, too. Really, really good. It's about, I don't know, my frustration with the government and the police and a variety of things.
Okay, so two very different, we're going to get two completely... Okay.
No, for sure.
No, that's
for
good.
Sure.
Okay, so let's take a listen. The first one is October, and the second one is Syringe.
Found me in another time or place, you could have seen it in the streetlights. Surrounded in unspoken haze, the passing cars could only look on from the road. Graceful step, we do our dance a couple times until we tire in the morning. Don't know your face, reject your truths, and swiftly spar you from afar. But I can't see what you. Confine. If I had met you in another time and space, we could have kept up our connection. The thought of you is black and white. Once in your eyes, I almost saw my own reflection. Flashes, years still pass, and you're still caught up in the mildew. What became of windy days, broke down planes and suits and ties? But I can't see what you mean to me. If I must be without confine, without confine, without confine.
This town is full of monsters. Fuck your cash, eat the rich. If landlords come out talking, we don't snitch. Close the bottle, watch the tip. Pigs always wanna see us slip. Fuck your cash, eat the rich. If
Landlord come around talking, we don't snitch. Close the bottle, watch the tip. Pigs always want to see a slip. If we talking word of mouth, I'm the hardest rapper out. Stay bumming shit off Craigslist, yeah, you know what that's about. 19 going full time, a little belated but I spit fine. Roll my homies locomotion, 2020 is about time. Feel my energy and high five. Pair me with a white wine and some soft cheese. Sour dough and a few trees. Mac 11 don't touch me, or it's finna get ugly. I'm the next gen Bumby, JG is my pimp C. Fuck your cash, eat the rich. If landlords come around talking, we don't switch. Close the bottle, watch the tip. Pigs always wanna see us slip. Fuck your cash, eat the rich. If landlords come around talking, we don't switch. Close the bottle, watch the tip. Pigs always wanna see us slip. Burn the paper, watch the smoke. You know how the story goes. Twitter fingers start to stroke. They still calling this a joke, but the system is a hoax. Kill them while they off patrol. Hold me back, I'm about to blow. Hold me back, I'm about to blow. The media don't care about us. Don't care about real people. Don't care about trust. Can't bear seeing equals in Trump and Musk. Keep spreading the system so they don't bust. Fuck your cash, eat the rich. If landlords come around talking, we don't snitch. Close the bottle, watch the tip. Pigs always wanna see us slip. Fuck your cash, eat the rich. If landlords come around talking, we don't snitch. Close the bottle, watch the tip. Pigs always wanna see us slip.
So where can people like find these songs?
Yeah, so Syringe is on all streaming services, so just search up Gabe Perez Syringe on any streaming service and you'll find it. October for now is just on SoundCloud as like a voice memo. SoundCloud.com/Gabe Perez Music, I think. So that's there. And we'll probably be on streaming services at some point.
Awesome. So can you run me through like a typical day? I know obviously it's crazy because you just moved and, you know, life is a little out of order with the pandemic and everything. But what would like a typical day of creating like look like for you?
Yeah, for sure. So I might play some guitar in the morning, like right after I wake up, or play some piano or whatever is near me. But usually my creative stuff is near the end of the day. Usually I'll get up, I don't know, maybe a little bit before midday, and I'll eat and I'll work through just either on school or on internship stuff or for something else until like 3, 4, 5 p.m. And then usually I'll just take a break, like live life, lounge around until like after dinner, maybe 7 or 8. And then that's when my creative time starts. I'll usually start with some sort of writing. And I'll try to write for, like, if I can, if it's going well, I'll try to write for, like, 1 or 2 hours. And then I'll go just do, like, regular instrument practice stuff. Scales, like, pieces I'm learning, stuff like that. And then usually if I have some time at the end of the day, that's when I'll get to producing stuff and just like messing around on the computer. Stuff like that.
So you're like a late night. You're like a late night music person.
Yeah, I'm definitely a late night person.
Because there are two types of create. Like some of people, I have friends that wake up at like 6 in the morning and I'm like, I am not doing that. Like I'll just stay up until 2 a.m. and get no sleep. Like I don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I feel you on that. I'm not waking up at 6 a.m. to write music. Oh my goodness.
I know that sounds insane to me. That would be some. They would be very grumpy songs.
Yeah.
Do you ever like find it difficult to balance like your academic life with your creative life, or are they kind of one in the same thing?
No, for sure. It definitely is difficult to balance. Even though I do go to music school, which is nice, but it's definitely still difficult to balance like what I have to do for class with the music that I'm really trying to make. So the way I usually get around that, I mean, to some extent, is just being okay with not being perfect in school, and that's fine. But some of it also is just, like, if I don't get to... I'm always trying to get to doing something creative in a day, even if I don't get to produce and write and, like, play music for a while, and even if I have a super busy day with work or anything, just try to get in, like, 20 or 30 minutes on guitar, or maybe a little bit of practice on piano, or, like, make one beat for, like, 45 minutes on my computer. Like, try to sneak something into my day so I still feel like I'm doing something for me creatively.
Right. Even if it's something, like, you don't really like, if it's, like... At least I'm doing something.
Yeah, even if it's something that I'll never listen to or use again in the future, just, like, doing something for myself is an important part of, like, feeling creatively there and fulfilled and in control.
Mm-hmm. Because I imagine, like, obviously, you know, you go to music school, you have to take, like, or maybe you've already taken, like, all your theory classes, your oral skills classes, like, you know, do those, do you feel like those kind of just, like, interfere with your creative things of
the day? Yeah, for sure. I mean... Depending on the class, sometimes they're helpful, too. Like, all my oral skills type classes have made me way better at playing jazz and, like, writing interesting melody and harmony. But there are definitely some classes that just get in the way, and I just have to accept them and get them done and move on.
Right. Do you have any, like, suggestions for other artists, whether, like, they're in school or up and coming, or any advice?
Mm-hmm. Any advice? I think being patient is really important. I think it's really easy to either rush something that you're not really happy with, or not give yourself the time to, like, learn something new that you want to do. To, like, for example, if I'd never given myself time to learn guitar, I don't know if I'd be doing the stuff I'm doing now, because I wouldn't have been able to write songs for the last 6 months, probably, while I didn't have a piano.
Mm-hmm.
So just be patient, allow yourself time to grow and make good music. You're never going to be exactly how you want to be when you start, but you have to, as long as you know where you want to get, then you'll get there. You just have to work at it.
Okay, so I have one more question, and it's kind of like a loaded question, so feel free to, like, take time to think about it. I ask everybody this because I feel like it's just, like, prevalent. We obviously live in, like, a very turbulent time, and I know you said, you know, you said Syringe was about, like, your... Syringe was the one about the government, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we obviously are living in, like, a super rocky, confusing, unpredictable, sort of, like, unprecedented time, whether that be, like, societally or politically or whatever. So do you think that music has a place in our society to influence the community and, like, help spread awareness and messages and things like that?
Oh, for sure. I mean, people say, like, music is, like, its own language, or music is, like, the universal language. And to some extent, I think that's true. I think some of the most pervasive ways that you can get, like, a message across or get action done is through music and art in general. I think in, like, tumultuous times and in revolutionary times, I think art is essential in both, like, getting a picture of what's really going on, because it can provide a lot of perspective, and it just open you up to all these different narratives from all these different creatives, and also in, like, inciting change that needs to happen. I think songs are really good at uniting people. Like, songs are a very uniting way to deliver a message. It's not like you're just telling someone something, like, you're giving someone some music to latch onto, so then they become emotionally connected to a message, and if you can bring people together through music to make a change on something, it's one of the easiest ways to unify them and to drive people towards doing something.
So you do feel that it really is effective in getting, you know, having changes made and making people aware of, like, of certain issues?
Yeah, for sure. I think we see that even in the last, like, 10 years. I don't think the development of... I think that the development of, like, race relations in this country and human rights in general is inevitably tied to the rise of, like, rap music and R&B music and, like, neo-soul stuff that's just, like, pushing the black narrative and making it something that's important and in people's lives, where people can just kind of turn a blind eye otherwise if the music isn't in their life.
Mm-hmm. I always think, like, at least for myself, I grew up on, like, classical music, right? So mostly, like, piano classical music. So, like, that's not really, like, portraying any message, and like, unless it's, like, interpretively. But as I got older and started listening to music with words, I started realizing that there were a lot of things that I wasn't necessarily aware of that I was hearing about in songs, especially coming to school, because, you know, we'd explore, like, all different cultures, and there's a lot of, you know, representation and everything like that. So I'm hearing music from all over the world, like, all different times and all different places. So it's so interesting that I could just not, I'm so unaware of some things that when I hear about it in a song, it's like, oh my god, I wasn't even thinking about that. And you're right, now it's like I feel emotionally like, oh, I have to do something about this, or I have to look into that, or educate myself more. And, you know, if you have like an idol that releases a song, even like, I feel like that's a great way. I mean, we have like obviously so many like celebrity rappers and hip-hop artists, R&B, like if they decide to be vocal about what's going on in society, they have like a huge outreach.
Yeah, an incredible amount of like power and outreach. I agree completely. Like, I mean, I remember I've grown up from a pretty good background, so I luckily haven't had to deal with a lot of really bad discrimination or violence in my life. But I remember first getting into rap in like 2014, 2015. Just gave me way more perspective on classism and racism and a bunch of different things that just didn't even exist in my life until then. And now I've like educated myself completely and have an opinion on that and everything. But it's totally, if you can make someone connect with something musically, then it's really easy to make them connect with your message as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was great. I've never heard anyone say it like that. That was a great way to put that. Okay, well, that was my last question, so thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget you're listening to WJMS Radio.
WJMS Radio.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind.
See, we keeps it real. We always gonna keep it real. You can't knock what's real, you know what I'm saying? We telling the truth, man.
Thanks for listening. Tune in 24/7 at WJMSradio.com.